start 12 lines in the top. The Gemara just answered, the first thing the Gemara asked that it didn't mention Yodas in the Mishnah. The Gemara answered, Luxura Mechstra Valhitkani, this is like 10 lines, 11 lines on the top. Add in the Yodas Nadarim Kinadarim. So first the Mishnah mentioned Kinuyim, which are the nicknames, the other languages not in Lashon Kodesh. Then the Mishnah mentions Yodas, which is the handle, where you speak out part of the sentence. The implication is clear, but you didn't say it out. And by Nadarim, it's very important to remember that the concept of Nadarim means it's Kalayayitse Mipiv. There has to be expression. The chiddush of the Torah is that a partial expression that implies a complete expression is enough of an expression. That is called yadais. That is the chiddush of yadais. Frank the Gemara of Alifrish Kinuyim Beresha. So if Kinuyim are mentioned first, so why does the Mishnah go and explain the case of the handle before it will explain the case of Kinuyim over in Daf Yud? Answer the Gemara, Ahu the Solid Minei, Ahu Mefarish Beresha. So now the Gemara gives you a rule, which the Gemara will back off of, and that is that we always explain the last case before we explain the first case. So yes, Kinuyim is mentioned first, Yadais is mentioned second, but in this case, but in the rule in Shas, this is what the Gemara just made up, I mean, didn't make up, but offers, that in the rule in Shas is that we always explain the latter one first. And we bring examples, did it not? What kind of oils and wicks can you use on Shabbos? What kind of oils and wicks can you not use on Shabbos? And the Mishnah continues, a madlikin, ones you can't use. So notice it went to the last case before it explained the first case. Next case, what can you cover food to keep it hot on Shabbos? What adds heat, and you can't cover food to keep it hot on Shabbos, and the Mishnah continues, Ein Taidman. It explains first the second part, which what you can't use. What kind of jewelry can a woman wear on Shabbos? That's in Rosh Hashanah. And what kind of jewelry cannot a woman wear? They say to Isha, a woman cannot wear certain pieces of jewelry, whatever the Gemara on Shabbos discusses. So therefore, there's a rule, we always explain the second one first. There's one little rush, Belifresh Kinuyim Beresha, even the Pasalbu, since it's the one you opened with, shouldn't that be explained first? And the answer is no, you explained the second one first. Frek the Gemara, it's not a true rule. Chalecha the Pasach leMefarish Beresha, whenever you start with something, you don't explain it first. Now we're going to bring a bunch of examples where the Mishnah gives you things and in order and then explains case one before it explains case two. So you gave me a rule that you always explain the second one. We see that rule is not true. What are the cases, but not? Yesh neichlin u'manchilim. There are those that bequeath, inherit and bequeath. Like fathers to children, right? The father bequeaths to his children, and Rachmana Litzlan, if the child dies, the father inherits him if the child has no children. Yesh neichlin v'loy manchilim. There are those that inherit but don't bequeath. That's a man from his mother. A child from the mother inherits, but a mother does not inherit her child. So again, that's two cases. And what does the Mishnah explain first? Ve'elu neichlim machilim. The following is the one that go both ways. Now, that's the first case in the Mishnah, not the last case in the Mishnah, and yet the Mishnah explains the first case. So your rule that you just told us, that whenever there's multiple cases, we go with the last one, is not true. Next case we can bring to you. Yesh mutaris lebalayin vasuris liyumayim. There are women that are permissible, were permissible to their husbands, but when their husband passes away, they're not allowed to marry their yavam. For instance, a mamzer marries a mamzeres. It's legal, perfectly legal, but if he dies, his brother, who's not a mamzer, cannot do yibum. And there's others that are mutaris liyumayim vasuris lebalayim, that are mutter to marry their yavam, but were usher to their husband. That's if a mamzer marries a bat yisrael, which is illegal but valid. He dies, his brother, the yisrael, can do yibum. So we have cases where the husband is legal, the yavam is illegal. We have cases where the yavam is legal and the husband is illegal. And which one does the Mishnah explain first? Ve'elu mataris lebaleim v'asuris lebeveim. The Mishnah explains first the ones that are legal to their husband and illegal to the yavam, which is the first case. And again, you gave me a rule that we explained the last case first. That flies in the face of the rule. Next case we bring. Yes,
Let's say there would have been one case that they do the first one. They go first again and explain the first one. Is that enough of a reason to ask a question on this, or do you have to bring? You need 10. I mean, if there's a klal and you have one place that's not like that, is that considered the klal not a klal?
I don't know. You could prove from this Gemara that one case wouldn't have bothered the Gemara.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What bothers the Gemara is the multiple cases. You could say that. But then again, I don't know if you need all the cases the Gemara brings. What if you would have just had some of them? I don't know. I don't know, and I didn't see anybody discuss it, so I don't want to know, I don't want to say. I don't know.
Rabbi, my question is, the first explanation did not say hall. It did not say in every instance this is the order the Mishnah speaks in. What is it? What's the significance? Couldn't this just be the stylistic pattern of the Gemara in some circumstances?
Well, the Gemara's answer was that the stylistic way the Mishnayos are written is to explain the last case first. That was the Gemara's answer. The Gemara assumed that was throughout.
But it didn't say hall. That was the response to the first examples of when it does it. But the first explanation did not use the word hall. It didn't say it always does that. That's my question.
Yeah, but I think the way the Gemara understands it, I mean, we're going to see this as we go along. The Gemara understood it that it's a rule, it's a stylistic rule, that Mishnayos are written in this style all the time.
So it's a rule.
That is not a true rule because we have so many Mishnayos that are not written that way.
So we're trying to figure out something from the diversion from the style.
What?
I'm just trying to figure out why it matters. We're trying to figure out something because there's a diversion from the style was the initial challenge.
Correct. Okay. Next case. Unai Shemen Levina. A regular mincha that a person donates, he has to give oil along with it and frankincense. Then there are those that shaman v'loy levayna. They only get oil, that's the libations that are brought with a carbon, only gets oil and doesn't get frankincense. So again, we have multiple cases, and the first one explained is v'elu tuna shaman levayna. This needs oil and frankincense. Next case the Gemara brings. Yesh t'unais hagasha v'ein t'unais snufa. There are minchas that have to be brought close to the mizbeach to touch the mizbeach in their vessel. That is a regular mincha. And it's a minchas chayte, ve'ein netun letznufa, and does not need to be waved. And there's those that are tun letznufa v'loy hagasha, that is bikurim is waved, the mincha of a mitzaira is waved, and doesn't need hagasha. And again, which one does the Mishnah explain? Ve'elu tunas hagasha. And now we're going to bring the last example. Yesh b'char l'nachlo v'ein b'char l'kayin. There are firstborns that are for inheritance purposes. That's father's firstborn. He gets double share. But he's not a b'char for a kayin because b'char for a kayin depends on mom. It has to be the opening of the womb. There's a b'char l'kayin v'ein b'char l'nachlo is vice versa. When he's a firstborn to the mom and not to dad. And then the Mishnah explains the first cases. So here we have, the Gemara assumed that style has to be throughout. What the Gemara is now bothered with is that it does not have to be, it's not that way. So why did this Mishnah choose to go one way over the other way? That's what the Gemara is bothered with. See, it's all assuming, and the Gemara is going to back off from this, it's all assuming that style has a reason. That there's a reason why Rebbe would explain the first case sometimes and the second case other times. And if we answered that the reason in our Mishnah is because that's Rebbe's style, it's not true. It's not always his style. So we have to figure out when is the style one way and when is the style the other way. That becomes incumbent on us to figure out, all under the assumption that Rebbe did it in a pattern, that he didn't do it haphazardly. He did it in a pattern. therefore, if there's a pattern, we have to figure out what sets the pattern. If we have three cases that Rebbe explained the last one first, and then we have, I think, five cases that he explained the first one first, what's behind it? That's what bothering the Gemara. If you told us that there's a stylistic rule, it's not true. And once it's not true, so who decides where, what, how did Rebbe decide which way to go? And it's assuming that it was all done with a conscious decision of how he's going to do it, not haphazardly.
Now, Rebbe, there's a klal, we have it in Gemara, we have it in Chumash, that, a person asks two questions, it's a demita tova to answer the first question first, then the second one, right?
Right, but these are not questions and answers.
Yeah, meaning that's a Derech Eretz thing, right? Or that's a Mida Tova, whatever the Lashon is over there.
Right.
That's not all stylistic. That's you have to. It's different than
right.
This, right?
100% right. So. Let's do what I have a little rush here. Yash Bukhar Lanachla, the Mikri Rashis Ainai, the first of his friends, the father's first child. Vain Bukhar Lakayan, Tolyavi Petarechim. So Emphat the Gemara. Halein, or Halin, I don't know how they pronounce it. Halein.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Rabbi, I'm sorry. When you say Rabbi redacted, and when we say Rebbe redacted this, are you saying that he chose the order of the clauses within a single Mishnah? I thought that always meant that he organized the Mishnahs themselves and put chunks in order, but not that he actually changed the words within Mishnahs to a certain order.
At this point, the Gemara feels that he did the Mishnahs in a certain style, and he organized each Mishnah. At the end of the day, it might not be true, but we're not finished yet.
Okay.
Amphit the Gemara, Halei Mishum the Avshalei Mefarash Ahu the Pasuk Bereisha. In all the cases that we brought, that he did the first one first, there were more than two categories. We only quoted two, but in each of those Mishnahs, there were four categories. And therefore, since there were four categories, to avoid confusion, he explained them in the order he brought them. Because in all those cases, from starting from Yesh Neichlin, all the way through Witch Bechar, there are four categories. When there are four categories, Rebbe felt that it would be confusing if he did not go in order, explain them in order. However, when there's only two, he always explains the last one first. So we're now giving you reason to Rebbe's style. When there's four categories, so you want to explain them in order to avoid confusion because there's so many categories. But when there's only two, you explain the last one first. Rush, Halei Mishum the Avshim the Farishu the Patsim Bereisha. So the Kol Achat in all those cases that we brought, there's Dalud Bava. There's echo. I don't know why. Okay. There are four categories. If you would start with the last one, since there's so many categories, he would forget some. So therefore, he organized it from one through four, rather than going four back to one. Zuck to Gemara, but it's not true. Because there's a question of what an animal can wear when it goes out to the street on Shabbos. Some things it can and some things it can't. And there's only two categories there, and it says the camel can go out, which means it's saying the first one, even though there's only two. So there goes your rule. And for the Gemara El Alav Davka, the answer is there is no rule. The Rebbe did it without a style that he wanted to choose. Sometimes Zimnin Mefarish Ahu the Pasuk Bereisha, but Zimnin Ahu the Salik Mefarish Bereisha. Sometimes he did it one way, and sometimes he did it the other way. Now here, Harvey, you can say that Rebbe didn't change the order of what Mishnah was written by others and when he redacted it. So it could be at the end of the day, you're right, that Rebbe didn't care about the order and left it as is, which was what the Gemara basically is answering, that Rebbe didn't pick a style. He let it be. Sometimes one way, sometimes the other way. So therefore you can never ask this question, because sometimes he does it one way and sometimes he does it the other way. There's no need to have one style or a reason for style. That's what the Gemara is answering. That is answer number one. The Ibn Yisema, if you want, I can say that here there is a reason. Usually, there's no reason. The Ibn Yisema does not argue on the first answer. It's just saying, even though there is no reason usually, in this case in our Mishnah, we had a reason. Meaning, this was a reason that Rebbe did it, even though normally he does it one way or the other way. In this case, we felt he wanted to do it one way. Why? Yadois, I did the Ice of Adrasha, the Farish Numberesha. Yadois needed a pasik. Kinuyim didn't need a pasik. Kinuyim was, the Chazal told us, that any language is as good as Lashon Kodesh, but it is a complete expression. Yadois is a handle. He didn't completely express himself. And we know that Nedarim need expression. So the Torah came and said a finish. Partial expression, which implies the whole thing, is as good as an complete expression. Since that's a drasha, we want to explain that first. It's chashuv to us because it's learned out from a drasha. Therefore, Rebbe explained that one first. So why doesn't he open up with that? So if that's so chashuv to him, let him start with yadais. Let him say kol yadais nedarim kinedarim, the kol kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, because yadais is important to him, and he should mention that first as well. So the Gemara, no. Miftach pasach b'kinuyim deraisa bereisha. He wants to start with kinuyim, which is biblical without need of a drasha. They're both biblical, but meaning without a need of a drasha. So he wants to mention kinuyim because that's simpler, and he figures he'll start with the simpler one. But once he mentions the yadais, then he explains yadais, which he needs a drasha for. So he starts off telling you the one that makes sense logically, and that is that other languages is a complete expression. But then when he explains it, he loves the fact that there was a drasha, and he explains that one first. Dr. Rush, Bibai Yaseima Yadais, I did ask him a drasha. Kalema, Vadai Hai Taima Isa, for sure what we just said is true. The loyzak tana, that the tana is not careful. Zimn the parash b'mayt the pasach, the zimn the b'mayt the salik. We're not changing the first answer. Sometimes we do the first one, and sometimes we do the last one. Miu hachi ikatay ma my pasach b'yadis. But over here there is a reason, because it's a drasha. But as the Gemara explained, we start with knuyim because that's the one we can logically figure out. Add yadis, which is a drasha. Since it's a drasha, it's like dear to us, and therefore we want to explain it first. Dr. Gemara, Han Yichel Laman Dabak. Okay, so to explain the next Gemara, let me introduce something. On that field, there will be a machloikas. What is Kinuyim include? Rabbi Yochanan says it includes other languages. Kinuyim mean English, French, Spanish, Greek, whatever, Latin, whatever language you speak. So that is very logical. Because in logic, why should it make a difference if one expresses themselves in Lashon Kodesh or expresses themselves in English? So that's simple. But there's a Manyamadei Rish Lakish that said that Kinuyim includes the Rabbanon made up words to use. And the Gemara is going to explain there why Rabbanon did that. They made up their own language, so to speak, for Nedarim and for Shvua. They said, use these words instead of using real words. It means they made up their own language. Who we would consider baby talk, because it's not a complete language. It's only language, but they wanted you to use other words instead of Nedarim. And the Gemara is going to explain why they did that. So according to that Mandi Yamar, Kinuyim is not logical. It is the Rabbonim came along and decided they have a right to introduce a language which will be a complete expression. That's a Chiddush. And therefore, to say that Kinuyim is simpler, it makes sense if you say Kinuyim is in English. But to say Kinuyim is simpler when it is a made-up Rabbanon language only for certain words, not as a complete language, is a big Chiddush. This works according to the Man Diyamar that says Kinuyim means other languages. So that it's simple. Elo Leman Diyamar, Lashon Shebadu Lam Chachamim Li is neither by, is a Lashon that the Rabbanan invented. Badu, I think, means Mechadish. I don't know how English translates it. Invented, I would say, to make Nadara. It means they made up words and say, use these words to signify Neder. Use these words to signify Naziris. Use these words to signify Shvua. Right? So, Mayakil Amemar. Zakdarash. Kinuyim Lashon Nachrim Heim. Hari Ikir Hadavar Kulashaynam. The main thing is like their language, meaning it's a simple thing. Lashon Shabbatu Am Chachamim. K'moi Bachaydish Asher Bada Milibai. The word Bada comes from Navi. Yerava made up a month for it to celebrate a holiday because he made it up from his heart. Tiknu Lash. Now, right, the Rush explains what was the purpose of the Rabbanah making up words. Tiknu Lidr B'Lashon Hazeh. They made a takana that when people want to make a vow, a neder, they should use this language. Kadeshul Yargilu Lahaskir Lashon Karbon. They didn't want people to say, this bread is like a carbon. Because they didn't want the person to speak out Hashem's name. Because when a person would say Karban Hashem, he wouldn't say Shem, he would say the name of Hashem out. We don't want people to say the name of Hashem out. And the Gemara is going to explain that later. But meanwhile, therefore they said, use other words, then therefore you won't use the word carbon, you'll use words that mean like carbon. Like they're like carbon, but they're really not like the word carbon, and you won't say the word of Hashem. So they created an artificial language. He rave hamatfisim the neder hayu matfisim the carbon, because most people that made a neder used to say like a carbon, and once they say like a carbon, follows this carbon Hashem, and they would say Hashem's name. The kach tiknu like kinuyim. Therefore, they made up kinuyim. So the question is, that is a very big chiddush. If the reason you explain yodas is because it's a big chiddush, and you mention kinuyim first because it's simple, that doesn't work if you learn that it's a made up rabbanon language. And for the Gemara, Miktani Yadis doesn't say Yadis in our Mishnah. So you can't even ask this question first, second. You can't ask the question Chiddush, not Chiddush, because it doesn't even say it. But didn't you say it was missing it and it's supposed to be there? So the Gemara, you're right. Agdenani Miktani Yadis. Once it's missing, who says it's missing is the second one? Maybe it's the first one. You're right. Maybe you just say Yadis first and then Kinuyim and explain Yadis and then Kinuyim. Maybe it starts off with Yadis. Who says it has to start off with Kinuyim and go to Yadis? It was an addition. Once you add, we add first. At the beginning, till now, we always assumed additions have to be in the middle of a Mishnah. The Gemara is now saying you can have an addition at the beginning of a Mishnah. Call Yadis Nedarim Nedarim. Which is the next Mishnah. So basically what the Gemara is saying now is, throw out, according to this answer, throw out everything we assumed. There's no style, and the Mishnah was missing Yadas, and you can add Yadas second, you can add Yadas first, wherever you feel more comfortable. If you feel better adding it second because it's less of a Chiddush, more of a Chiddush, so add it second. If you feel both are big solution, add it first. There is no style, and there's no rules that govern where we can add. But the Gemara is backtracking from many assumptions that it had. It started off the Gemara by assuming we never add at the beginning, we always add in the middle. We also started off the Gemara assuming there is a style to every order. There's a reason for the style. At the end of the day, according to the first Teretz, we dismiss that there's no style. And the second Teretz adds, not only is there no style, but you can even add at the beginning of a Mishnah. You don't have to wait towards the end of the Mishnah, to the middle of the Mishnah. Now, we're going to try to figure out where we know Yad is from. Till now, we were just dealing with the style of the Mishnah. Now we're going into the halacha of Yadis. Dr. Gemara Beiter. The Yadis Hefiksev. Where does it say Yadis? Where do we know Yadis from? The Torah said, "Kalayitzi mipiv yasa." Whatever you express, that's what you should do. You said that we have a drusha that says a handle is considered a complete expression. Where do you see that? Where is that drusha? Dr. Gemara, ish kiyafli nindar neder The pasuk, this is in Parshas Nasai, a person who expresses to make a vow, Nazir Lahadzir Lashem, or to be a Nazirite, to separate himself for Hashem, meaning to become a Nazir. Right? Now, the language Nazir Lahadzir is what bothers the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to say later, why aren't we bothered by the double Lindar Nether? We're more bothered, at least at this point, by Nazir Lahadzir. The fact that it repeats itself twice, to a Nazirite to be a Nazirite, meaning the Torah repeated itself twice. It did it by Nader also, but for some reason, which the Gemara will discuss, we're not interested in explaining that part of the Pasuk now. We're interested in explaining the second part of the Pasuk, which repeats Nazir twice. Nazir Lahadzir Lashem. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Nazir Lahadzir. Lazarus. Now, the Rush and the Ran take out the words Kinuya Naziris Kinaziris. They say we don't need a drasha for that. That is either Gaisha languages or Rabbanan's languages. We don't need a drasha for that. And the Yadis Naziris Kinaziris. So their guy is Nazir Lahazir. Lazarus Yadis Naziris Kinaziris. The double language is to include that by Naziris, if you don't express it completely, but you use a handle which implies that you mean to become a Nazir, you become a Nazir. That's what the double language is for. Zatrashi, Zatrash, V'yada Sechik Sivan, the Ka'amrit, the Atzim Midrasha, that you say that we're learning it out of a drasha. Nazir Lahazir, Nazis Yadis Kinaziris Kinaziris, Zatrash, Kino Naziris Kedi Nazva. The words Kino Naziris here are here for no reason. The Laman Damar Lashon Shabbat Lam Chachamim Havim Drabanan. The ones that say that Kinuyim means made-up languages, so it's Drabanan that made that up. It's not from a pasuk. Drabanan said we can do this. They didn't do it because of a pasuk. They did it because they felt it's within their purview. And Laman Damar Lashon Goyim Leiboyikra. And for sure, the one that says it's a foreign language, I don't need a pasuk. It makes sense. B'yoid the Tavayu Leinavki Mechatz Kra. And if you say you do need a pasuk for kinuyim, which the Rush doesn't understand why you would need two psukim. And we're learning it out from one pasuk. Therefore, the Rush says, take out these words. And the Braisa continues only with yadis. The kinuyim le'mitzvah doesn't mention kinuyim. Therefore, the Rush says these words are extra. Nazir lahazir is lasis yadis naziris kinaziris, not kinuyim naziris kinaziris. Then the Braisa continues. Makish Nazirus Lenadarim. By putting Neder and Nazirus in the same pasuk, because Neder is really not a Nazir. Nazir is a form of making an acceptance of themselves, but it's not a Neder. So by putting the two together in the pasuk, the Torah is comparing them. Ma Nazirus to Nadarim, and Nadarim to Nazirus. Ma Nazirus, just like Nazirus, Asa Bayadas Naziris Kinaziris. The Torah makes a handle like the actual expression of Nadarim, Asa Bam Yadas Nadarim Kinadarim. So also, by Nadarim, the Torah says that you have Yadas Nadarim Kinadarim, that if you have a handle for a nether, it is considered like a nether. Uma Nadarim, Ivar Babal Yachol Bal Ta'achar. And just like by nether, we find that if a person violates the nether, for instance, he says, this piece of bread should be banned on me like a carbon. And then he eats the piece of bread and he's warned. He gets Malkus for Bal Yakol, for canceling his words, desecrating his words, violating his words. There's a law in the Torah, Le Yakol Dvorai, it's in this week's Parsha. So he gets Malkus for that. By Nazirus, it doesn't say that law. But by comparing Nazirus to Nadarim, the Torah is saying that if a Nazir drinks wine, he gets the Malkus for Layachel. Now the Gemara is going to explain that it's an addition to the other lav of Naziris, he will get Malkus for violating his words, Layachel. Umba and Bal Ta'achar, that's by a carbon. A person makes a neder to bring a carbon, he had a year to bring it, three Yavim Taimim. Which order is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? We're not going to get involved in that now, but he has three Yavim Taimim to bring it. If he doesn't, he violates a law called Bal Ta'achar. He does not get Malkus for that. because that is a lav she'ein by myself. That is a lav that doesn't have an action. It would depend on whether people get malchus for a lav that doesn't have an action, but he violates it. The same thing is true by a nazir. If the Gemara is going to give you a case, we don't know what the case is yet, that a nazir can also violate bal ta'akar, and the Gemara is going to be bothered how that works, and we're going to talk about it later. So the hekesh, the comparison between the Nedarim and the Zeris, teaches us something about Nedarim, that a handle of an expression is considered good enough like an expression. It also teaches us something about Nazirus, that a Nazirus violates the same two laven that apply to Neder, also apply to Nazir.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Isn't this an alternative for Nazir Lahazir?
What do you mean?
It's not, that it makes some kind of a Gezeira Shava. Does not mean that it's not available for Yodos.
Now let me explain. The Hekesh is there no matter which way it expresses itself. The fact that the Torah juxtaposed Lindar Neder and Nazir Lahazir says compare Nadarim to Naziris. That's there without any drasha. Lindar Neder, Nazir Lahazir, the juxtaposition of the psukim create a Hekesh. They're right next to each other. That means the Torah wants you to compare them. Had there not been a drasha for Yodos, we would have compared them for Bal Yaakov or Bal Ta'akar. Those comparisons would have been made just by the fact that they're juxtaposed next to each other. Nazir Lahazir adds a new facet in the Zeris, and that is that a handle is good enough. It's a special halacha in Nazir, but then there's a comparison that's waiting for you right there and then, the juxtaposition of the psukim. So it takes the chiddush of Nazir and passes it on to Nadar. The Hekesh is, you don't need a drasha to create the Hekesh. The Hekesh is there by the juxtaposition of the psukim. Once the Hekesh is there, whatever we can compare, it's like a highway. Hekesh is like a highway. We open a highway that passes halachas either way. That's called a Hekesh. Then we have a rule, don't make a Hekesh halfway. Hekesh goes all the way unless otherwise specified. So we look at every halacha of Neder that we can pass on to Naziris, and every halacha of Naziris that we can pass on to Neder. So the halacha from Neder to Naziris is Bal Yaakov, Bal Ta'achar. We have one more coming. And the halacha of Naziris to Neder is that you don't need a complete expression. Partial expression is good enough.
With a Hekesh, we beings can say of the Hekesh?
Hekesh is something that exists. We don't make it up. We see it in front of our eyes.
I mean, we are able to determine, because these two things are next to each other, we can make a whole shtickle Torah out of it?
We're not determining it. The Torah determined it by putting it next to each other. I don't need a Messiah for a Hekesh. It's not Xavier Shabbat that's handed down from Sinai. Hekesh is a way the Torah wrote. And every time we see two things in a pasuk, the Torah means to juxtapose them. There's a reason for that juxtaposition.
But the reasoning behind it, we can't give, correct?
No, we don't have a reason why the Torah did it, but we know that the Torah wanted you to make this highway and pass halakhas from one to the other. This is one of the ways the Torah speaks to us. Instead of telling us yadas by Nedarim and Naziris, the Torah tells us it's by Naziris and counts on you to see the Hekesh. And the same thing is true. Instead of writing by Yaakov, by Naziris, the Torah counts on you to read the Chumash and see the Hekesh. When we learn Chumash, we're supposed to see all the Hekeshes.
And it has to be, meaning it has to be mamish next to each other, correct?
This is a very major problem. How close does the Hekesh have to be? There's a Taisus in Sukkah that says it has to be in the same pasuk. There are Gemaras that make Hekesh from different psukim. So I have problems. I don't understand that Taisus in Sukkah. But Taisus in Sukkah says Hekesh has to be in the same pasuk.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Because why do I know this Taisus in Sukkah? Because there's another kind of drasha called smuchim, when things are close to each other. And some people darshan smuchim and some people don't darshan smuchim. So it always bothered me, when is it a Hekesh and when is it smuchim? When is it automatic, and when does it depend if you could hold that way or not hold that way? So I found Taisus and Sukkah that the smukim is when it's in different psukim, and hekish is when it's the same pasuk. So that's Taisus' rule. Taisus writes in Sukkah. Now I found while I'm learning places that it doesn't fit that rule, but I don't have a better rule.
Did when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah at Har Sinai, were there psukim at the time?
When the HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe the Torah, he taught him the psukim, yeah.
No, he
gave it at Har Sinai, but he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. He dictated the words of the Torah. Precious Baruch Lakim. He wrote, told Moshe, take a pen and write, Precious Baruch Lakim, Eitz HaShemayim, Eitz HaAretz. Every word of the Torah was dictated by Hashem and spelled by Hashem. Exactly the spelling of the word was given by Hashem.
What I'm saying is, that he said, okay, Moshe, that's Pasuk Aleph. Now we'll go to Pasuk Beis. That's what I meant.
I don't know if he gave him numbers in the Pesukim, but he told him the end of the Pasuk, yeah.
Fine, that's what I wanted to know.
Is Hekesh one of the Yudkin?
Darim, we will have that in Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara in the Darim, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches. The Gemara in the Darim will say that the Seif Pasuk was given in Sinai.
Rabbi, what's the difference between the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah and the Drashos Bahem and Hekesh?
That's a good question. If you look at the Braisa where the Yud Gimel Midas comes from, there's a Mandiyamah that says there are 32 Midas, the Mandiyamah that says there's other kind number of Midas. I don't know why we decided to go with Rabbi Shmuel's. The other ones include Hekesh. Rabbi Shmuel did not include Hekesh. I don't know why. I don't know.
Thank you.
But there are the Tanoim that have more rules. For whatever reason, whoever decided to make the davening decided to bring the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. And in fact, that Braisa has a Gevaldik Mazel, that even people that don't say Karbanos say that Braisa so they can say Kaddish. Like really missing the point. The Halacha says you should say Karbanos. The Braisa is said at the end, so we should learn a Braisa before we, every day, we should learn Mishnayos, Chumash, Braisa, Mishnayos. That's why we do Eitz HaMekayimim, and that's why we do Rabbi Shmuel Leimer. But for whatever reason, a lot of Klal Yisrael decided to go straight to the Braisa so they can say Kaddish. So everybody knows Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, which is wonderful. But there are other Tanoim that say more rules, and Hekesh is included in that. And I don't know why. Hekesh was left out by Rabbi Shmuel. I don't know.
Thank you.
Dr. Rashi, I remember by the rush. I'm going to be changing it until I get used to it. I remember by Yaakov, the Chsiv by Yaakov Dvarai. About Ta'achar, the Chsiv Beneda Leishachar Lushalmai. So one more thing we learn out from the Hekesh. Ma'an Adore, Ma'av, Mefer Nidre Bitoy, Ma'av, Mefer Nidre Yishkai. This week's parsha, we have a drasha that tells us that a husband can be mefer. The pasuk says a husband can be mefer, and it says bin ba'av lebet bita. It says there bin av lebita. It ends the pasuk right before sheni. It says that a father can be mefer his daughter's nedarim. Af nizirus ba'al mefer av mefer nizirus bitai u'ba'al mefer nizirus ishtai. Just like by nedarim, the Torah gave the husband the power to cancel his wife's nedarim and cancel his daughter's nedarim. So also, the Torah gave Nazirus the power to cancel his wife's Nadarim and his wife's Nazirus, or his daughter's Nazirus. That's what the Torah gave. Interestingly enough, by a wife, we will have this throughout the Masechta, a husband cannot cancel every neder she makes. He can only cancel Nadarim that affect their relationship, or Nadarim that causes her pain, things that cause her anguish. And there's going to be a whole discussion towards the end of the Masechta, what Nadarim that includes. So by a husband, it's clear, we learned it out from Sukkim, that he's limited in his ability to cancel his wife's vows. It has to be something that causes her anguish or something that affects their relationship. Theoretically, if she makes a neder not to have pleasure from somebody who lives in Africa, he has no right to cancel it. It doesn't cause her any anguish and it doesn't affect their relationship. There's a machlokes rishonim, how about a father to a daughter? Some rishonim say a father to a daughter has the same limitations. And some rishonim say that limitations are only by a husband to a wife, but a father can nullify all his daughters in the Dharam. Happens to be a Machlokes Rishayim, not that it affects us now, that's just for knowledge, that there's a Machlokes Rishayim and the power a father has over his daughter. Does it have the same limitations that a husband has over his wife, or is it more expansive? Zucked the no rush. Frek the Gemara, why do I need a Hekesh? It says Lindor Neder. Why doesn't that teach us Yad by Nedarim? Why do I need a Hekesh from Nazirus? You skipped Lindor Neder, which is a double language, and went straight to Nazir Lahazir, and from the double language, you learned out that it means Yadus, and therefore you made a Hekesh back to Nedarim. But what's wrong with going with Lindor Neder? Frek the Gemara, Maishnagab and Nazirus Dachsiv Nazir Lahazir. Why by Nazirus did you learn it out from Nazir Lahazir? But Nedarim Nami Yachsiv Lindor Neder. By the Dharam, it also says Lindor Neder. So we can learn out Yad straight from the Dharam. I don't need a Hekesh for Yad. The Torah wrote it by Neder, Hekesha Lomali. Why did the Brisa have to say that I'm learning out Yad by Neder from a Hekesh, from a juxtaposition of Sukkim? Why can't the Brisa say we learn out Yadus from the word Lindor Neder? And for the Gemara, Iksiv Lindor Neder, Iksiv Neder Lindor, Kedavsiv Nazir Lahazir, Kedek Amrit Leitar Hekesha. The correct way of speaking is Lindor Neder. That's how people, well, the Gemara is going to explain, that's more regular. Neder Lindor, or Nazir Lahazir, instead of Lahazir Nazir, meaning putting the noun before the verb. Lahazir is the verb, Nazir is the noun. Lindor is the verb, Neder is the noun. By Neder, the Torah wrote it verb before noun, which is regular. By Nazir, the Torah inverted the order. So what makes the drasha is the inverted order. Therefore, the regular order would not make a drasha for us. Therefore, the Gemara's answer is as follows. Had it said Neder Lindor, had it said the noun before the verb, then you're 100% right. There would be no need for a Hekesh. Hashta Dechsiv Lindor Neder, but now that it says the word Lindor Neder, right, in the right, Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam. Sometimes the Torah expresses itself with two words just because that's how people speak. And therefore, Lindor Neder is not a drasha. There's no extra word. Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam. The Torah speaks, people speak. And people speak is verb noun. And therefore, there's no reason for a drasha. But Nazir Lahazir is not people speak. And therefore, it's not people speak. It's therefore a drasha. So I learn a yad, and then I compare it with the juxtaposition to Neder. Zuck the rush. Iksiv Neder Lindor to the Siv Nazir Lahazir. Vabidashina Mine Yadis. I want to dash and Yadis. Avahashta the Siv Lindor Neder. Dibra Tayra Kalasha Mine Yadim. Shekain Derech HaMikra. That is the way of the Pasik. Lichtav HaMakar. Viachakach Shem Hadavar Perushai. To write the source of the word and then the noun. My Lasois Matim. Do actions. Right? My actions is the noun. Do is the verb. And that's how people speak. They'll put the verb in front of the noun. The left convolution is Yisera Ladrusha. Therefore, we have no extra word. So we don't have a word for a drusha because there's no extra word over here. Zakti Gemara. That works according to the Mandam, but it says that the Torah does that. This is the Machloekes throughout Shas. Does Torah write words because the people speak? Or does every word in the Torah need to be darshaned? And the Torah would never repeat itself because the people speak. It's machloikas. So your answer that Lindor Neder is not extra because the people speak depends on that machloikas. So according to that Mandi Yamar, right, I understand that Lindor Neder is not a good drasha. Dr. Rush. Han Yichel Amandam et Dibra Torah. Pluk to the Perek Elu Metzias. It's machloikas and Baba Metzia. The Perek Hamed the Kedushin. Three times in Shas we have this machlokes. So it makes sense according to one of the Mandiyamna. El Lamandam, the last play did Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam. But the Mandiyamna that says, no, the Torah does not people speak. So, Highlander Nedim Ayavidle. So now we're asked the question, why did you bring the Hekesh? Why don't we learn it out from Lindor Neder? And if you brought the Hekesh, it's because you didn't want to use Lindor Neder. But you got to use it because the Torah repeated itself twice. If the Brisa ignored it, that means the Brisa is saying we use it for something else. What is that something else? Zakti Gemara, you know what? The man da'amar holds that the Torah doesn't repeat itself is not this Tana of the Braisa. That man da'amar darish le'yasus the others can darim can adarim. He will learn out the handle of the darim from Linder Neder. He will not learn out from the Zerus. He will learn it straight by Nadarim. And once it's by Nadarim, Makesh Naziris Nadarim, then I don't need a pasuk by Nazir. We're going now the other way. If you learn Linder Neder as an extra word, so that extra word teaches me the power that a yad, a handle, is good enough. Once I know it's good enough by Neder, I don't need a pasuk by Nazir because the Hekesh is available, right? If the Hekesh is available, I use the Hekesh. So Nazir Lahazir. So what do I use Nazir Lahazir for? Darishlei darshens it. The Lame to teach us that the Zerus chal on the Zerus. That if a person says Hareini Nazir Hayayim, Hareini Nazir Hayayim, he has to keep two sets of 30 days. How do I know that? He said today. Then he said today again. Why should it add another 30 days at the end? Nazirus is 30 days. Why is it adding another Nazirus of 30 days? Must be to tell us Nazir Lahazir, that a person can accept two at the same time, even though he didn't say he wants two. He said one, then one, and the same day. So you could think he's just repeating himself. The answer is, Nazirus Chala Nazirus, it automatically tells me he has two sets of Nazirus, one for 30 days, and another one for 30 days. Dr. Rush, Malamesh and Nazirus Chala Nazirus, Shemama Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, if he said, I am a Nazir today, and then he said again he's a Nazir today, the Stam Naziris Lamajay. First of all, the Rosh tells me that Naziris is 30 days. That's why we say two groups of 30 days. I was out of the Pasik. Havamin, I would have said, even the Klahavi Nazir, since he already became a Nazir that day, Lechayel Stu Naziris Alei. He can become a second Nazir while he's a first Nazir. Lekaman the Perik Beis Tanya. Later on, in the Gemara in the second Perik, brings the source of why I would think you can't become a Nazir again while you're a Nazir the first time. Because Yavul, I would think, Ma Shvua Chamura. Shvura, oaths, are considered more strict than all the other things done by expression of mouth. Meaning an oath is much more strict than halacha in punishment. A Shvua Sheker, a Shvua, much more strict than a neder, and it's much more strict than a zirus. And still, the halacha is ein shvua chalalai. The guy swears not to eat a loaf of bread, then he swears a second time not to eat that loaf of bread. The rule is the second shvua does not come, doesn't work, because once he made the first shvua, he's already restricted, and a shvua cannot go on something already restricted. So shvua, which is so strict, the Torah does not allow for a double shvua. So nazirus, which is less strict, kala, like kochke. So in logic, I would say, if you can't double shvua, you shouldn't be able to double naziris. Once it's restricted now because of naziris 1, naziris 2 should not be able to kick in at all. Come on, Talmud loymer nazir lahazir. That's why I need a pasuk. Because without a pasuk, without a pasuk, I would say that you can't double naziris, because just like you can't double a shvua. Therefore, the pasuk says Nazir Lahazir, the one can double Naziris. Yes.
But the question I think it's important to ask is, that's pshat is that the person says, I said it for another Naziris, right? But let's say he says, you know what, I just repeated myself because people talk and they don't care, you know. Is the pshat is it's too bad that is calling it against what you said, or it's only if you wanted it that way?
That's a good question. This question will come up 150 times in this Masechta. How much do we allow explanation, and how much do we not allow explanation? This is going to come up a million times. I shouldn't say a million times. It can come up multiple times. Can a guy explain himself afterwards, or is he limited by the words that he said?
It seems like from this, it seems like it's allowing him to has a he can say, you know what, I wanted a second Naziris. It seems that's what it seems like from the Lashon of the Gemara. No,
I don't think so. I think if I have anything, I would say the opposite, that he said clear words and there's no room for explanation.
Okay. A question.
So this question is going to come up. It's going to come up so many times. And I wish I could say I had clarity in it. Every time I go through it, I bump across the way different things that show me different ways. But this is a great question. It was very necessary to ask. Thank you for asking it. And this will come up many, many times. But at this point, I would think that clarity of words overrides what you say you meant. It's only when things have different meanings that you're allowed to explain it. Hareini Nazir doesn't have different meanings. Unless you say it does, I don't know. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. Emirat Hashem, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Rabbi.
No, say.
Another important question, Rabbi.
Yes. First of all, you didn't say it a million times. You said it 150 times, but leaving that aside, there's an important difference between a double shul and a double netter. A double shul is logically impossible because you've already made the shul on the object, the object's been on it.
We will talk about that as the Masechta continues. All I wanted to say is that the Braisa thought you could learn Nazirus from shul, because Nazirus is also a person's restriction, not an item's restriction. The Gemara never wanted to learn the Dharam from Shua. We wanted to learn the Ziris from Shua. And Nazir Lahajr says not to learn it.
I wasn't objecting to that. I was just simply saying that there's an impossibility, which will come up later, which is fine.
Okay.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
You have a great day, Rabbi.